Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Kevin Byard, the Titan safety. What's going on this morning?
Hey, how you doing? What's going on with that?
We're good. What do you plan on doing with your Victory Monday?
Nothing much. Probably get a little bit of treatment. Go to the facility, watch the film, probably start up. Get ready for the Jaguars. Now, I know it's Victory Monday. Guys like to relax a little bit, but I'm going to take some time to start getting ready for this big game we got coming up.
What was the sense of relief like, you know, when the game's finally over and you know you got it won there after that last play?
I mean, it's always a great feeling, especially when, you know, you're a defensive player and we're the last people on the field. I think that's how you always want the game, man. Defense being the last player on the field, making the play. And the end of the division game, you know, going against Houston Texans, that's something that was a game that we had to have at home. So it was definitely felt great to get the win and get Mike Vrabel his first win as a head coach.
You know, I know you've talked a lot about the fake punt you threw for a touchdown to Cruikshank. Kind of take us through the thought process there when you're lining up and you see you got the look that you want.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like that. It got the look that we wanted, something that we practiced the past few weeks. And we actually was going to run it in Miami, but it's something I think that the coaches just want to hold on to. And it was just something that came up in the game. And I was there for the coaches, you know, put their trust in me to actually make the call. And, you know, because he told me before the game, you know, if you see it, you know, just call it. Don't even think twice. And you know, I put a good throw out there, and Dane made a play on the returner, and it was his touchdown, 6.
Well, Kevin Byard, with the Titans safety, naturally. I mean, I have to ask you, though, naturally, how many times did y'all practice it? But then when you actually saw it in game, how did you hold back all the excitement? Like, oh, man, I'm about to get him. It's going to be just like high school. I'm going to throw this right on this dime. I'm going to drop it right over the shoulder.
No, I think the fact that we practiced it so much during, like, practice, we actually, it was something we put in during training camp, and we practiced it, you know, throughout. Not as much sparring, but we did have some chance to do it in practice. So I think it made it more comfortable. I was able to throw out there and was able to actually get on the same page with my returners. I was letting them know, like, don't get out there too fast because I'm not gonna throw it like 30, 40 yards and say, you know, just go out there. I'm gonna probably put about 20, 25 yards outside the numbers, and that's what Dane was able to do, man. It was, made a big play.
All right, well, last question. I still have to ask you, how many times did you throw a bad throw in practice?
I mean, it was a couple times because, you know, the way it was in practice, it was like a lot of times I wasn't even able to get my hands on the laces. So I would just try to get it and just get it out there. And I wasn't getting my hands on the laces. So, I mean, today, I mean, or yesterday, I'm not even sure if I did. I feel like just the way it came out, I just knew it was going to be nice. I just kind of, you know, I just had to follow through. I actually just left my hand out there for a little minute just to see how pretty it was.
Man, how much confidence did you guys have going into the game when Vrabel and the staff presented, you know, the actual, you know, game plan that, you know, especially with him having insight to, you know, not only playbooks, but coaching staff tendencies and everything else, man. I mean, I'm sure you guys went into the game like, man, we're going to get these guys.
Yeah. I mean, we feel like we're a good football team, and, you know, despite, you know, all the noise, all the injuries and things that's been going on with the football team, you know, early in the year, we still felt like, you know, we had a good game plan going into the game, and that we you know, we know this team. It's a team that we play twice a year, and I've played previous years, so I feel like we had a good game plan, and we executed the game plan, and I think all, you know, all phases, all three phases, special teams and the offensive defense, we played complimentary, and we was able to get the win.
Kevin, talk about the difference in your defense this week. And how much more pressure you're able to put on the quarterback. They had 4 sacks, and just, you know, what that means in terms of the cover guys on the back end.
You know, we talked about it last week, not getting as much pressure as we wanted last week on Tannehill. And I'm sure, you know, the challenge was accepted from Vrabel to give it to the linebackers and the D-line, you know, to get some pressure on Deshaun Watson, knowing that he's a guy that's going to extend plays, you know, run around back there as a guy that you got to just chase around. And it's the same thing on the back end because, you know, guys, we're back there, you know, it's kind of like breaking coverage. You know, guys are just running around. And every receiver's doing a great job of being able to, you know, be in the same pace as the quarterback. But, you know, they made a couple plays, but at the end of the day, we made more plays than they did.
Take us through that last play. A lot of us thought that Watson should have just thrown to the sideline to set up, maybe a field goal. But just what's your anxiety level at when you see Watson, running around out there and you're trying to hold coverage on guys?
I mean, just knowing the situation, we, as a secondary, kind of talked about it. No, they didn't have any more timeouts. So 17 seconds left. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if he throws the ball anywhere in bounds, you kind of just, it's pretty much trying to make sure you don't get in bounds and also protecting the end zone. Because we were kind of more thinking like he's going to take more of a shot towards the end zone. But I think this pass rush, the D-line and the linebackers was able just to get him running around. And I guess he was just trying to make a move, and guys weren't open. So, at the end of the day, he found DeAndre Hopkins late, but it was no more time left on the clock.
What does this say about the mental toughness of this team to be down so many guys, without Delaney, without all the tackles, without Marcus, and still you guys find a way to win?
We talked about it all the time. What kind of team we're going to be, when adversity hits. When we lose our first game, what's going to happen? Our guys are going to fall apart. We're going to come together as a team. And I think that's exactly what we did. Being that we had so many injuries, guys had to step up at different positions. So, it was just a great team win yesterday. And we're hoping to, take that down to Jacksonville, another team, another division game that we need. And it's definitely going to be a big game on Sunday.
Kevin Byard from the Titans, all-pro safety and owner of a touchdown pass from yesterday's game. Thank you so much for the time. Congrats on the win yesterday.
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll see you later.